Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
This movie, Alpha, I'm thinking it will appeal particularly to dog lovers, will it not?
Yeah, the storyline, it's set in the last ice age, and a young man has the opportunity to go on his first hunt, and unfortunately he becomes injured and is left behind to fend for himself, and meets up with a lone wolf, literally a wolf who's been injured, and together the two form a friendship, and they sort of have to look out for each other. And yeah, I think it will have definite appeal to dog lovers.
My father always told me survival is never certain. And when there are no more leaders to follow, you must become one.
And this Mile 22 with Mark Wahlberg, I haven't seen any promotion of this anywhere.
There's been zero screenings, which makes me nervous, but they did do a big song and a dance in Vegas. Wahlberg and Ronda Rousey and John Malkovich were present and were speaking to us at some length. They have high hopes that this is franchisable. Wahlberg works for the CIA, and he is tasked with the job of smuggling out a police officer who has sensitive information. Looks like a modern-day thriller with a touch of maybe Mission Impossible thrown in.
Well, anything with Mark Wahlberg is usually worth a look.
He's generally gold at the box office.
According to the government, we do not exist, but we're very real.
My government is planning an attack.
Can I trust you?
Put me on a plane, and I'll give you everything.
Feeling calm, Alice?
Not even a little. Are you?
I'm totally calm.
That's because you're mentally unstable.
Thank you.
And this romantic comedy, Crazy Rich Asians, looks pretty funny.
You know, even the title itself, I'm like, how does this happen in today's age? But great little film with Rachel. She lives in New York. Her longtime boyfriend, Nick, they get along great. And Nick's best friend back in Singapore is getting married, so they're going to Asia. It's her first trip to Asia. She's excited. Well, she gets there, and unbeknownst to her, there's a few things that Nick never told her. He's the son of one of the wealthiest families in Singapore, and he's probably the most eligible bachelor, and she does not fit the social ladder, including the potential mother-in-law. So I think this one could do big business.
I think it's time my family met my beautiful girlfriend.
Have you prepped Rachel to face the wolves?
You're going to Nick's house wearing this?
You will never be enough.
I bet if you told her you'd leave Nick for like $1 million, she would write that check. Like a $10 million check. I feel like she would do that.
All right, over at the Movie Mill, not unlike Mark Wahlberg, anything with Denzel Washington's got to be pretty good. How's The Equalizer 2?
It's probably as good as the first one. He's, of course, an ex-Black Ops, and he's sort of a wish-granter or an equalizer. He works for the downtrodden and the people who just, life isn't going so good. He exacts revenge, and this one's no different. Storyline's average, but the acting, everything else, fantastic. If you enjoyed the first, you'll definitely like the second.
Long time I was a high-level paid assassin.
Now you come back.
Somebody killed my friend.
These guys are agents. You used to lead. They're tying up loose ends. You next.
So I'm going to kill each and every one of them. And the only disappointment is that I only get to do it once.
And how about this Teen Titans movie?
It's an animated superhero wannabe film, basically the understudy. So the Robins of the world, they get together, they figure they're not getting their due, so they're off to Hollywood to make a movie. Meanwhile, a caper emerges and they're forced into action. It's a little sarcastic, a little witty, so it's maybe a little above the head of the young ones, but I think it's a film that most ages will enjoy.
Trailers and showtimes up at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. See you at the movies.